Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Longneck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Longneck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often. It is 28 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Speaking of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, which, as she just said, you can hear every weekday morning, 6 to 10 right here on ESPN 1530. The great Keyshawn Johnson joins us every single week. I've listened to almost the entire show the last 2 days. I've been fortunate enough to do so. I can tell you're coming around on the Bengals. You think they could challenge the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North. It's nice to hear you coming around.
Yeah, right now they can, but, you know, Bengals might bingle it at some point, so you just got to hold your breath and hope that that's not the case.
But that's, you know, if you watched on Sunday, now see, there's our Ja'Marr Chase just running laps around the Detroit Lions, and Penei Sewell had a really good seat for that. That had to make you feel good.
Well, look, Ja'Marr Chase, again, is not necessarily the wrong pick. It's just not the pick I would have made. That's all. It's just not what I would have made because I had a T. Higgins and a Boyd. I didn't take either one of those guys in the first top five picks of the draft.
What have you seen from Ja'Marr Chase? And I'm not going to make you pretend you've seen every single snap of every single Bengals game. It's impossible. You have to keep tabs on everybody. He has played himself into pretty rarefied air as a rookie. If you and I were to sit down and watch him on tape, what are you pointing out to me?
Well, number one, he's pretty good at pretty good at the deep ball. In terms of rookie wide receivers, I don't think I've seen another one. Maybe DeSean Jackson outside of Randy Moss on the vertical stretch game. This kid has done a tremendous job as far as the home run ball goes. He's a football player. You can tell by the block that he made on the long mix and run. He hustled to get it. Most wide receivers in the National Football League will not make that block. They give up and just watch and see what Mixon does at the end of that run. Playing 100% all the time, 100 miles an hour, that's what you want in your wide receiver. So he certainly lived up to the billing. I know he dropped a bunch of balls, not a bunch, but dropped a few balls in the preseason, and people was losing their damn minds when the entire time. I just said, man, the dude will be fine. He's moving on from college to the pros. These sort of things happen.
As you've watched the Baltimore Ravens, and look, they've got a chance, Cincinnati does, to kind of jump into the conversation here in the AFC North by going to Baltimore, a team that manhandled them last year, 65-6, the final score combined in the two games between Cincinnati and the Ravens last season. We've seen them go through some close calls. We saw them absolutely annihilate the LA Chargers this weekend. Sort of assess where the Baltimore Ravens are through six games.
I would say Baltimore is probably in the top three, four teams in the National Football League. Lamar Jackson is a freak of nature. You know, you got Arizona, the Buccaneers, you know, Green Bay's hovering around there, Dallas Cowboys, you know, the Rams. They're all kind of in bunched up in there, but the Ravens are just on a different level because of the quarterback. Quarterback is a do-it-all kid. He does it all by himself. He doesn't need help. And he continues to just keep winning games and putting up points and dominating in a high fashion.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. The show he put on in the fourth quarter against the Indianapolis Colts is the best thing I've seen in the NFL this year. Put a defensive coordinator's hat on. How are you containing him?
Pray. That's all you can do, right? I mean, because the moment that you think, oh, he's only a runner, whatever that Cincinnati Bengal guy name was, Logan Wilson, I think his name
Logan
is?
Logan Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, Logan, you going number 55? Guess what? We're going to put your ass in his face. We're going to make you play now. Since you opened your mouth and the only thing I am is a running back, oh, yeah, we getting ready to make you play.
Well, now he said he's a running back who also plays quarterback.
Yeah.
That is verbatim what he said. He is a running back who also plays quarterback.
Yeah, and it's not the way it came across to a lot of people. So, you know, I bet you, 55 have one of the worst days of his pro career. I bet you that. Just mark my word. When we speak next Tuesday, you're going to be like, damn, Keith, you were right.
Right. Because, well, but I mean, Lamar Jackson could do that to anybody regardless of what they say.
I know. I understand. No, I get it. But the fact that 55 said something puts a target on his back as far as when I get a chance to do something to you, I'm going to do something to you because you don't need to refer to me as a running back of no sort. You should keep that name out, you keep that position out your mouth when you talk about me. I'm just telling you how these guys think.
Sure.
They may not say it out loud, but I promise you it'll be chippy. Watch what I tell you. It's going to be chippy.
Right. I get that, but you believe that, like, Logan Wilson meant nothing by it. I think he was trying to praise his running ability while also mentioning, yeah, this guy could beat us with his arm.
I don't think it was anything wrong with it. I'm just saying how they flip it and turn it into more than what it is. They'll mentally do that. So now it's like you psychologically psych yourself out to make yourself think that somebody was disrespectful. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah, I mean, look, I worry about any linebacker against Lamar Jackson. I worry to a degree about any secondary against Lamar Jackson, and so I think the Bengals and the back end of that defense, you know, a little bit more so than the games we saw last year. They played week six. Lamar was okay in that game. I think he was a little bit injured. They played week 17. The game didn't matter, and the Bengals played like it. But what he's done as a thrower, and again, I go back to watching the fourth quarter of that game against Indianapolis, and I'm thinking about Cincinnati in the secondary. That scares me as much as having to tackle him in space.
Yeah, they keep moving the goalposts on Lamar's ability, which is pretty funny to me, right? It just 1 week he goes, he doesn't throw well, he doesn't. Oh, the next week, it's like, well, you know, all he does is this. Oh, well, you know, he needs to win a playoff game. It's just funny how people dissect him and break him down. And I tell people all the time, I put him in a separate category. I don't put him in the Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson category. Him and Kyler Murray got their own box. And that box says, do something about it if you can.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Stay in the AFC North with me because I was talking about this before. I look across the state in Ohio and I see the Browns at 3-3, and they to me have one of the most interesting decisions to make in this sport, which is what to do moving forward financially with Baker Mayfield. If I put you in charge of that franchise, are you dropping the bag on Baker?
Well, right now I don't have to do anything. He's under contract for the next 2 years. And all I got to do is decide to pick up my fifth-year option and pick up the franchise tag on that. All right, wait. Did they pick up the fifth-year option already?
Yeah.
They did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm good. I'm sitting tight, and then I'll make a decision later on what I want to do. I'm not in a rush. There's no, I got 36 months to make a decision on what to do with Baker Mayfield.
Right.
Why not try to use as much of that up as possible?
Sure. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I mean that time is coming. And I don't know that he's gonna take his game to a level that is ultimately gonna make you go, you know what, that's a dude we're gonna lock into long term.
No, he's not. He's not gonna all of a sudden turn into Steve Young. No, that's not what's gonna happen. But I'm also not getting ready to pay him $50 million a year to do what he's doing.
Right.
I can go get Marcus Mariota to do that.
Nobody would want that.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
I can go get Kirk Cousins to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Kirk Cousins is actually in that stratosphere of guys who are, you know, getting paid a lot of money compared to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, right now.
Right.
But Kirk Cousins is a $30 million a year guy, which Baker Mayfield is probably a $30 million guy. But maybe Baker Mayfield misjudges the situation and think there's $45 million out there a year from somebody, and he thinks that the Browns are going to give it to him when the Browns probably only want to commit a certain amount of money to him because of what he is.
Do you want to give me your standard line about Luke Fickell coaching USC?
Well, right now Luke Fickell is coaching the University of Cincinnati. We certainly
second ranked University of Cincinnati, Keyshawn.
Yeah, the number two ranked Cincinnati Bearcats. Luke Fickell's doing a fine job over there. We certainly have not reached out to Luke Fickell. If in such time we got a search committee on board, we're going to cast a wide net and we're going to get with some decisions of our leaders and our power brokers, and that's kind of what we're going to see. We're going to let it play out. We certainly don't want to get in the way of Luke Fickell having an opportunity and his team to win a national title. And you certainly wouldn't want that to happen, and a lot of people want this job, and it's a very coveted job, and we want our student-athletes to graduate on time, so we're looking for that type of guy, and right now, there's no names to really report to. We have some. We'll let you know.
All right. Very good. You changed it a little bit, but pretty much the same canned answer. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk about Logan Wilson. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Keyshawn Johnson, one-third of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every weekday morning. Luke, do you have the Logan Wilson audio? Do you have that, Taryn? Find me. It's out there. Logan Wilson talking about Lamar Jackson, which, if you need this to motivate you, fine. I don't think Logan Wilson meant any disrespect. I don't think what he said was necessarily wrong. You'll hear that, assuming we have it, which we do. Next, and we'll finally take a phone call or two on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.